Guanyin was always amazed by how well puppies could sleep. Samadhi had slid into the narrow space between her pregnant belly and the wall, his body twisted like soft pastry, and was snoring blissfully into her ear as she stared at the ceiling. When he first dozed off, she had tried blowing on his nose. The first two times he had twitched, but the third time he was oblivious. She could almost certainly get out of bed without disturbing him, but she needed him as an excuse. If she sat up, she would feel obligated to stand, and if she stood, she would feel obligated to talk to Callie about the warship Central Corps had just dropped in their backyard. Callie would expect her to have worked it out, to have a plan of action. She had always looked to Guanyin for direction, even when they were children. Callie was 3 years older, but she had always been more comfortable as Guanyin's foot soldier than as her mentor. Guanyin knew many in her crew expected her to choose Callie as her second in command, and certainly she could trust Callie with her life. But for a first officer, Guanyin needed an advisor, someone who could help challenge her thinking. That was not Callie. That was Chan Yu, the ship's former captain, but he had retired. They had left him on Prokofiev's third moon, waiting for a shuttle to the fifth sector. She could probably find him if she needed to, but she knew what he would say. "You must find your own way, Guanyin. Oran Mila is yours now. She lives or dies under your command. And remember, dear girl, she wouldn't be yours if they didn't believe in you. All you need to do is be worthy of them." Chan Yu had raised her, and she loved him like a father. But she never could stand it when he spouted that sort of useless rubbish. Guanyin was 29 years old, pregnant with her sixth child, and captain of a starship that was home to 812 people. She had no second in command and no advisors, and it was down to her to figure out how to respond to a deployment buildup from the largest, best-armed government in the galaxy.
"It's only one ship," Yun Ru had remarked over dinner with their children. "It may not mean what you think it means."
Which had occurred to her, of course. The CCSS Galileo was small for a central starship, half the size of the Exeter, the ship Oran Mila most often dealt with. But unlike the equally small science ship CCSS Cassia, Galileo was unambiguously a warship. Central was not entirely inept at diplomacy, but they always felt the need to back it up with weapons. Galileo was spectacularly well-equipped to do just that. Not that she couldn't understand why Central would feel the need to build up their weaponry in the third sector. Numerous multi-year crop failures had led to an increase in inter-system squabbles and civil wars, and the syndicate tribes, finding larger markets for contraband, were becoming bolder and more aggressive. But when Galileo had appeared a few weeks ago, contacting supply chains and shipping companies as if she had been in the third sector for years, Guanyin had found their polite diplomatic greeting entirely inadequate. It had taken Guanyin very little research to remind herself where she had heard the ship's name before. Galileo had been credited last year with preventing an all-out war in the fifth sector. No less than Valeria Solomonov herself, the Fifth Sector's most venerable PSI captain, had signed a treaty with Central through Galileo. Galileo's captain, a man called Greg Foster, was widely considered to be an accomplished diplomat. Guanyin disliked diplomats. She always found they were too good at lying for her taste. So when Greg Foster had contacted her, ostensibly to introduce his ship, she had been cold, unfriendly, and more than a little blunt. "You waste your time with me, Captain Foster," she had told him. "It is the syndicates attacking your ships, not us." The last 6 months had seen a marked increase in syndicate raider activity, and for the first time in decades, they had included Central Corps starships in their targets. PSI, who had dealt with raiders for centuries, was the obvious place for Central to turn when formulating their own strategies for dealing with guerrilla attacks. A request for help, Guanyin might have understood,
The sort of short-term alliance PSI and the Corps had formed repeatedly over centuries. She did not understand this amorphous buildup of Central's power, and it bothered her.